Hello and welcome to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to strengthen our faith and to build and strengthen marriages and families. I am William Hemphill, and I am your host. I am a pastoral counselor, ordained clergy, and licensed mental health counselor. Today, I want to talk for a couple minutes on the subject, disagreement without hatred. Disagreement without hatred. I'm coming from the scriptures, 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, where it says, "Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they're going because the darkness has blinded them." I may concentrate more on some thoughts with verse 11 today. But I just, when I read this message during one of my devotional times, I started thinking about some things. I thought about a conversation that I had with one of my friends, Christian brothers, colleague in ministry, and we were talking about our experiences during COVID. In particular, we were talking about the, for lack of a better term, spirit of division that was going on across the country during that time, especially during election season. And I remember election season because during that time I was listening to a pastor that I listened to on many occasions, Dr. Tony Evans. I've been listening to him since I was like 18 years old, a young freshman in college. I was listening to him and I think he was doing a series on kingdom voting. And the purpose of the series, I believe, was just talking about taking biblical stances on different issues. Now, what was disappointing to me was not the series, but it was more so the response of people to the series. So I remember looking at the comments in the blogs and different things like that to the series, and there were certain issues, and I'll just say what those issues were, mainly race and abortion, where people were unable to hear each other. In other words, you had sets of Christians commenting on these different things, but many times they would call the other person evil if they disagreed with their view. There was no attempt to have empathy or understanding for what the person was saying that they may have disagreed with. And I remember the debates getting so intense that at one point they had to actually shut down comments. Here were two sets of people, both claiming the name of Christ and following Christ, going after each other with venom. Now, I'll qualify it by saying not everybody on the blog or on the comment sections did act this way, but there were several people who did. Two sets of people claiming the name of Christ going after each other with venom because hatred blinds. And with some people, their hatred almost seemed to blind them to the fact that they were trying to talk to other human beings, other Christians, created in the image of God and who worshiped the Lord. The darkness that is hatred blinded them. And I believe that in many discussions in our lives, especially those loaded discussions, those that are about politics or religion or race or money or even family, these issues hit emotional buttons in us so hard at times that we can be blinded by a spirit of darkness or hatred toward other people if we aren't careful. As I continue to have my discussions with my friend, one of the things he would say is, we have to learn how to disagree without being disagreeable. In other words, can we disagree with someone and still respect them as a human being? I want us to think about that for a moment. Because verse 11 tells us that anyone who hates his brother or sister walks around in darkness, and darkness blinds us. And I would say the darkness of hate does blind us and cause us to harm other people. So even as we wrap up for the day, here's some questions I'd like us to think about. Can we disagree without hatred? Can I disagree with you and still see the imago Dei or image of God in you? Can we disagree with other people and see the image of God in them? That's the first question. Here's the second. Can I learn something from you even as I disagree with you? Can I learn something from you even as I disagree with you? I think these are two good questions for us to meditate on during this time, especially when we're in a world that wants to make us enemies because we disagree with one another. My hope is, as we can get past hatred and we can see the image of God in other people, especially in those we disagree with, that we can walk in love toward one another, gain empathy and understanding toward one another, and show God's love toward each other, especially when we disagree. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you would like to know more about me and my work, please go to our website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Take care and have a wonderful week.